They also brew here in Hasselt, in fact, because Hasselt happens to be famous for a number of things, including its breweries, its flour mills, and its tanneries. And they happen to brew, and in quite large quantities too, I can assure you. What is it now, Roger? Geneva, that's a local gin. And my gum, is it good? No, I won't have another one of those. Not, I'll be on my ear if I do, I can assure you. Anyhow, Limburg happens to be the most northeastern province here in Belgium. Hasselt's at its center. There are two other, or three other, rather important towns in the province. That's, apart from Hasselt, the town of St. Truiden, which is very famous as a fruit-growing area in Belgium. All the fruit trees, the peach blossoms, the apple blossoms, etc., weren't quite in blossom on my way down by car today, but no doubt after the glorious weather we've had here for during the day, they'll probably be in blossom by the time I drive down from Brussels tomorrow. That's St. Truiden, famous in the Huspengo, which has a very loamy, fertile soil, the Huspengo, in the southern part of Limburg. Of course, the northern part of Limburg, one of the nine provinces here in Belgium, northern part of Limburg is famous as a coal mining area, the Kempen country. And you might know it was the discovery or the large-scale mining of coal in 1917 that really set Limburg, the province of Limburg, and of course some of its important towns like Hasselt, Tongeren and Maaseik on the way towards industrial evolution and revolution, if you like. Of course, Tongeren, I'll come back to Hasselt in a moment, Tongeren is one of the, or is the oldest town in the Kingdom of Belgium, together with Doornik in the western part of the country. Tongeren was an old Roman town. In fact, it was the capital of the Eburoni Tungri. The Eburoni Tungri, I hope that's the correct pronunciation. Long time ago, anyhow. I'm not quite sure whether I remember it myself. Perhaps there's somebody here on the square this evening that does happen to remember the Eburonis and the Tungri and their chieftain, Ambiorix. There's a statue to him on the Grootemarkt in Tongeren. We'll be coming back to Tongeren later as well. Maaseik, of course, a little further north, is also a very picturesque town. Maaseik is reputed to be the birthplace of the brothers Van Eck. That's Hubert and Jan Van Eck. And as you know, because you probably listened to our broadcast out of Ghent 2 weeks ago, they painted the famous, the masterpiece, the Mystic Lamb in Ghent Cathedral, the Cathedral of St. Bath. We'll come back to Maaseik as well. We'll come back to many towns. We'll come back to many aspects and features of this fascinating province here in Belgium, the province of Limburg. It's time now, anyhow, to begin our program this evening. That's the Tuesday edition of Brussels Calling with the news, a roundup of...